You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
They're eyeing you all very suspiciously.
The heroes executed a cunning plan.
Talitha, there's no Talitha here. I'm Fenton.
Ugh. Sound different.
They slashed my throat. This one, the cat.
And infiltrated the druid stronghold.
All right. You can try your luck bringing them to Bolan here to the northeast, but those creatures are nasty in there.
I say we just go. If we can, yep. If they're pointing us, get out of this room, let's just walk out of this room.
Where unnatural dangers lurked.
We are in charge here now. We answer only to Bolan, and he won't even talk to us. I am done parlaying with you.
But after crushing a nest of chaotic creatures.
Ooh, natural 20!
One!
My God!
10 points of damage.
Oh!
And that thing falls out of the
sky. Yeah.
The hero's cover was blown.
You are out of combat. However, from behind, you hear the Oak Stewards come up. Cucumber was right.
That's a trick!
The adventure continues.
Brother Amos, close the door.
I close the door.
Did he close the door?
No.
Toasting marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. Okay, take it away.
I'm just mad that we didn't celebrate my 2 months of Halloween. Now we gotta celebrate your 4 months of Christmas.
I wish that all of the Burr months were Christmas. But no, unfortunately, it started yesterday. On November 1st, and man, it's a little weird because we're recording this in August, and so I really got to feign.
A peek behind the curtain.
Talk about Christmas spirit. I am just—it's on my mind right now.
He set the lights, and we all were like, "What
the fuck is he doing?"
No, they started to notice. Oh no, it's happening. No,
Matt, we were like, "Matt, change it." Troy wasn't in the room. We were like, "Please, please, just do anything else."
But now I'm getting in the spirit. I'm getting
right.
In the mood.
It kind of. I got there
it's
myself.
Infectious.
Stop.
Yeah.
Infected.
Yeah.
You just have to remember. Put yourself there.
Critical fail on
November 2nd when everybody feels like it's Christmas.
Yeah. Oh. When everyone complains about that they're starting celebrating Christmas already.
Yes.
Put yourself in that mindset.
I have had countless emails, handwritten letters, phone calls from
Santa
listeners. Listeners, fans of the show who have said, thank you, Troy. Thank you for teaching me the way of starting to celebrate on November 1st. We'll take questions after the show. And I say, you know, don't thank me. It's just my way of sharing my joy of something so wonderful with everybody else. But so many people have flocked to my banner to start celebrating on November 1st, and they've never looked back. Yes, we'll allow time for one question.
Okay, so what are you going to do when technically the date that this is airing is past Christmas?
So when we're recording episodes...
When it's actually Christmas,
when it's
maybe.
Actually Christmas, but it's going to air after Christmas.
It'd be ridiculous
if you talk about it.
We're actually recording this on
How's
December
that make you
1st.
I normally don't lift the veil and say when we're recording these, but I couldn't help but make... I had to make sure that another November 1st, 2nd, 3rd didn't go by, and I didn't start on the show, because they're watching this right now on November 2nd, be like, why isn't Troy mentioning it? Well, I'm mentioning it, but you bring up a very interesting question. We will be recording episodes in November
at
and
the height.
December.
You're going to have...
have to
of the season.
Restrain yourself.
He's not going to. He's
and
not
it's going to be like
we're
going to
end up talking about Christmas shit for 5 months out of the fucking year. Yes.
Also, by the way, even if you weren't dripping with bullshit through that whole diatribe about people flocking to your banner and what have you,
I'm not lying.
You would know it was a lie just for the fact that you took a phone call. I've never seen you take a phone call in your life.
Well, they texted first to say what they wanted to talk about, and I said, "Here's my personal number. Let's discuss.
If all you want to talk about is Christmas, you can call me.
I'm in.
Oh, my personal line.
It is weird though, because no one is a bigger Christmas guy than me. But August, even August, is a little early. However, I got to right where those marshmallows were toasting, and I started to feel it in my penis. I felt the Christmas spirit rolling up in my sensation. Do you ever feel it down there? That's where I feel it, right? Just the old as, chestnuts.
Just as baby Jesus intended it.
Yep, that's how he's not a part of Christmas. It's about something bigger than that.
Something bigger than Jesus.
It's about the Beatles.
It's about the Beatles.
It's about Ringo Starr.
Oh, there we go. Troy, you really show me the meaning of Christmas.
Christmas is bigger than Jesus.
Oh, my mouth hurts.
No, but hopefully you at home are enjoying the season as I have. And if you're on the fence and you think, oh, I can't start November 1st, I already started on October 15th. I told myself I would, and I did. But I'm not going to subject everyone here to it until November 1st or late August. As
it were. I feel like you got to celebrate your birthday first.
That's true. I haven't even done fantasy drafts yet, and I'm already talking about Christmas. But it's the best time of the year. I mean, Kate, you said that you start celebrating Halloween on September 1st.
Oh, no. Like early August. As soon as I go in the Home Goods and they've got ghost shit out, mm-hmm. It's Halloween season. Yeah. So I already have Halloween stuff up.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we are recording this in August, as you said, and I just had a friend reach out to me to make some props for their Halloween party because they're doing like a big themed party. And I was like, but then I had the same thought where I was like, oh, I got to start now.
You only have 2 months.
I got to think about what I'm going to be.
Was this like a pro bono sort of thing? Or here's what I'm going to pay you?
Yeah.
All right. I don't like people taking advantage of your talents.
I'm making bombs from Fallout for it. Like these like old little nuke bombs from Fallout.
Did you Google how to make bombs?
Did you Google how to make nukes?
How to make real bombs.
I'm already on the sound bite.
How to make real bombs.
With my job.
For a party full of people.
My day job where I do production design for a TV show. You guys know the show I work on is like murder reenactment. Mm-hmm. I'm on so many lists. I'm Googling like.
I bet.
Dissolving a body in hyaluronic acid in a tub, like what ingredients do you need? Because I need it for the episode. I need to make like fake stuff. So I'm not allowed to Google anything on my work computer.
Clarifying question. What kind of acid was that?
It's not hyaluronic. It's something else. Because hyaluronic is good for your skin.
Yes.
Is
that it doesn't melt skin.
Hydrochloric?
Yes.
Hydrochloric.
Yeah, hyaluronic would make a corpse look beautiful.
Yeah, it's like, wow. What a moisturized cadaver.
Hydrochloric acid on this
beautiful corpse.
Well, I said to my wife the other day, I'm like, because I was never a big Halloween guy until I had kids. And now I'm like back into it. I'm like, let's do it. I got lawn decorations now, blow up shit. Yeah, we don't fuck around. And so I said, can we start on September 1st? And she's like, no, that's too early. I'm like, all right, here's my offer. Take it or leave it. September 15th. And she has settled on September 25th. And I said, let me tell you, it's too late. September 25th is too late. You get them out there, and then I'm already taking them down and putting up Santa.
What's your decor like? Because you don't live very close to your neighbors,
so,
right? What do you do?
I have neighbors around, but I like ghosts and bats.
Okay.
And skeletons. I'm not really into pumpkins. I'm also very into gnomes. But that's less Halloween.
Not really
and more just
Halloween.
Like an all-the-time
ghost,
decoration.
Bats, spiders, and gnomes.
But I've got like ghost pillows, bat blanket.
Oh,
I've got like
interior.
I've got interior stuff, and then I have exterior stuff. I've got like these bat things you stick in your lawn.
You have ghost gnomes?
No, but I would love one. Like if there's a ghost gnome.
Googling.
Or a bat gnome.
I bet Sydney could, for the low price of her going rate, she might be able
to. Oh, are you kidding me? These are the cutest little guys I've ever seen.
Guys.
Ghost gnome.
Oh my God, they're really cute.
Look at them. Aww. They look like Miyazaki characters.
See,
they're
like
so
this
cute.
Is the best holiday because Aww. The decorations are so freaking cute.
Well, it's already over, Kate. Get over it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Christmas now.
Halloween has passed. It's Christmas now. Shut up.
Now
it's yourself an elf on the shelf.
Season's greetings. Shut up.
It is weird, though. We've already now come back from Chicago and St. Louis. We had our Halloween shows.
They were
amazing. And yes. I imagine they were fun.
Standing ovations.
Yeah. Crazy. We sold them both out.
I hate talking about the future. It freaks me out. It's weird. Would you just stop? What if we don't come home from St. Louis?
Well, yeah. Yo, what the
That's
hell?
What I'm saying. That's where my mind goes. That's
why would you say that?
My mind went there as well.
What?
Because I've been sitting next to him too long. I get infected.
This is the scariest Christmas ever.
I like that Kate's like, we did really well. The show went great. Joe's like, what if we don't come home?
Manifest what you want, dude.
Yeah. I
want
to live in St. Louis forever.
We've got to stop booking the same flights. We can never
Seems
fly.
Seems like a great city.
Well, he always flies United, the same flight.
Something goes wrong.
Never going to happen.
You guys are ruining Christmas.
Worst Christmas ever.
Speaking of Christmas, are you, Troy, obviously we're way ahead, but are you
first time
doing anything different this Christmas? Like, is there anything that you're planning to do?
What is wrong with you?
Different, or do you only do things you've already done?
Well,
because I know you're a big tradition guy.
I'm a big tradition guy.
So does anything new ever enter into
Every year it's new.
Right, so what's this year?
Well, last year we added a bunch of new things. We've been doing the Polar Express now for a few years.
Yeah.
We buy those
tickets. You know, we talked about doing that.
Oh, in Whippany, New Jersey?
Yeah. And Aaron was like, you got to reach out to Troy. I was like, yes, I do.
We already bought tickets, but we buy them in June. You have to buy them in June.
Is what I heard.
All right. I'll see you next year.
But we were going to reach out, and I said, Joe and Aaron don't want to hang out with us, so don't bother.
Just half of that is true.
But yeah, no,
Just work friends.
We're just work friends. But yeah, we do the Polar Express in Whippany, New Jersey. It's like out of this world. It's so wonderful. But last year we started adding more things because, you know, we had a couple COVID years in there and now it's like, let's get back out there. There are these light shows. There's a couple that you can drive in your car and they're fantastic. And one we went to last year, you drive through this whole thing and then there is a giant snow globe with Santa inside of it. And he'll point. He's trapped. He's banging on the But he's all mic'd up. And so like Archer's looking out of the sunroof and he goes, hello there. I like your hat, and described the hat. So it's just like the kids are like, it's amazing. So we did that. But then we did another one.
So you can hear him say, please, the air. It's running out.
Let me out. Call the police.
Call the police immediately.
Tell my wife I love her. Ho, ho, ho.
We did another one last year where we had to walk, and I can't remember the names of the cities, but we had to walk through this whole amazing light display, and we just keep adding shit every year. But I think we're going to add the Christmas cards that you guys do.
Yeah.
Because you swear by those.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm seeing them up a lot more, and I know you're going to make
it's amazing.
Reservations way in advance.
Yeah.
It's like with Santa and the elves, and it's pretty spectacular. Have you ever seen Joe's family Christmas?
I haven't.
Cards?
I've
very
never,
sweet.
Actually, and never gotten one.
The thing I was most amazed by was the COVID year where Santa was masked, and then they digitally removed the mask.
They digitally removed the mask
and like face tuned a smile on him. Like he's just like,
no, it wasn't.
It was like a witch.
It was
smile.
Shockingly effective.
Yeah, it was really good. They did a great job.
That's very sweet.
Yeah. So I mean, we're always looking for new things. For me, from November 1st to December 24th, it's like, how much Christmas can I cram into every single day? That is my thing. So it's we'll have times where it's like, all right, what are we doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday? Like, I try to look at that and plan in advance. But then there's some days I'm like, we have nothing planned today. Let's start a new tradition. So we're at the point now where in those 55 days, they're pretty jammed. And then it's like, can we do three things today? Because we have seven things planned tomorrow. I just love it so much. And even talking about it now in the dead of summer.
Well, you were talking before about how you like to do really dangerous things at the top of a ladder near the roof of your house.
I do.
And so
you would throw up if you saw what
I do. So I was thinking, if you're up there anyway, I think you need to be, you know, like you're a big Christmas guy. You should be the guy that does the full Santa and reindeer display on the roof.
On the roof.
You need to do like Diker
Heights. Like where it's like rolling down from the chimney.
Well,
like,
we have a 20-foot Santa on our lawn.
Not enough. Anybody can do that.
I just feel
like put a Santa on a lawn.
Right, but I feel like Santa. You can't have two Santas. That's weird.
Yeah, I would ditch I would do like a full like diorama, like theatrical display.
Where
they're like maybe starting liftoff.
Yeah.
So like you don't see really thin, clear. Sydney could make them for you.
I can make it for you.
Nativity display, but with Santa Claus in place of baby Jesus.
Yeah. That's fun. Like a baby Santa.
Baby Santa with a beard.
Or just do like Paul, John, Ringo, and George in the nativity display, since we all know the true
movie.
You could have some fun with it. You have the three wise men skiing off your roof.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
No,
that might be tacky. That might be tacky.
The 20-foot Santa isn't tacky?
No. Have you seen it?
Yes.
It's wonderful. And the kids love it.
So,
and I love it.
But I'm just a little surprised.
I love it more than the kids.
I thought you were more than an amateur. and you haven't done a full diorama display.
I'm just going to say, I think people's Halloween decors lean more towards theatrical, and that's why they're so fun. Like one time I saw, driving through Jersey, I saw a huge table on someone's lawn. And I was like, the Last Supper? No. No, no. Tons of skeletons at the table.
Fun.
Eating another skeleton who was being cooked in a giant pot by a giant, like one of those 20-foot tall skeletons. And he was like holding it into the pot, cooking it. And it was a whole scene. There was so much happening. And there was like dogs in it. There was all this stuff. So you got to translate that to Christmas.
Yeah. We've been on a waiting list for those skeletons.
Oh, are you actually?
Yeah.
They sold out everywhere. Home Depot's
at $300.
One of my favorite things is I was walking through Carroll Gardens and I saw someone with one of those, not a giant blow up Santa, but a giant blow up, like 20, 30 foot, like black and orange demon, like kneeling with orange glowing eyes. And I was just like, had teeth. And it took up like the whole, Halloween.
For Christmas. Christmas demon.
Talk about Halloween decorations.
Krampus. A nice Krampus decoration.
But like, yeah.
You could do Santa's falling off the roof. Whoa.
Yeah, holding onto the gutter.
Holding onto the gutter.
Yeah.
We have a neighbor that does that. It's kind of fun. But I have to explain, like, that's a blow up because it looks real and the kids get nervous. It is a fine line between overdoing Christmas and underdoing it. And that's why I just try to do 13 things a day, every single day between November 1st and December 24th.
Would you like assistance seeing the line? Just look behind you.
Very distantly. Overdo it.
Distantly behind you.
Live your life and overdo it.
That's
except for when you stomp all over Halloween.
That's our motto. And we'll be right back for another hour and a half of talking about Christmas.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. The end of the year, the holiday season can be a complicated time. There's a lot of joy involved, but a lot of stress too. Well, this time of year can be a lot. It is natural to feel some sadness or anxiety about it, but adding something new and positive to your life can counteract some of those feelings. Therapy can be a bright spot amid all the stress and change, something to look forward to make you feel grounded, and to give you the tools to manage everything going on. I've talked a lot about my personal experiences with therapy. It has helped me an incredible amount. Just having someone to kind of bounce these ideas in, so this the echo chamber that your brain can turn into, this really can help kind of give some context to some of those thoughts and really help you feel better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GCN.
So let me tell you some new traditions we're starting this. No, we're going to go into the show here. The show that is sponsored by Demiplane, Foundry Virtual Tabletop, and Norse Foundry Skid. What do we know about Norse Foundry?
Norse Foundry, you talk about the makers of these beautiful dice that are, for my money, the best at generating random numbers.
You know what they make? Great Christmas gifts.
Griffs?
Did I say griffs?
Is it a griff?
That's some sort of monster?
Yeah, these things aren't worth $140.
I have a 20-foot Christmas griff on my own.
One of our sponsors, a grifter?
I did. Dude, these aren't worth $140.
a lot of money
for a rock.
Bought it from some grifter.
Rock. Just grab a rock and write some numbers on it. You have to pay for this. No. Shout out to our sponsors. I could talk about Christmas forever, but we'll do that for the next eight episodes. In the meantime, we're doing back-to-back combats.
Dude.
Roll for initiative.
No breaks.
Wait, actually?
We're just going right.
Oh, wait. So we're re-rolling initiative. This is very important.
Yes.
You made this choice. Just want to let you know.
Yeah. Troy. That's okay. Yes.
I am currently...
Is this Christmas related?
Yes. Because I find your take on Christmas sickening even to me. Talitha is sickened.
Gross.
Is there a time limit on that, or do I have to spend the action to retch?
Here's what I'll do. I'm going to give you a free retch since there was a moment between this combat and the next. You don't get a free retch.
There's a moment?
One time here.
One action each?
Hold on. Wait. Ooh.
He might ruin it for you.
You just reminded me, though. I did my double slice.
Uh-huh.
And I killed the final guy.
Uh-huh.
I have one more action. You're making a new round, but I have a remaining action in the previous round.
You guys are really ruining this.
Interact action.
You guys are really
interact
ruining
interact action.
I all close, right.
I close the door.
No.
Stop. Yeah.
Why not?
Are you going to get
Listen, if you beat initiative, you're welcome to close the door, and I'm sure they'll be like,
I still
all right,
have.
Let's let them go.
I still have one more action.
You're the kind of GM that would take actions away from players just
this
on a win?
It's ridiculous. Had you thought of that in the moment, I would.
You ended the session.
I did end the session.
It was the cliffhanging. You cliffed it.
You are not. You can close the door at the beginning of the round, and then they'll come up and knock on it and be like, is there an encounter in there?
This is egregious.
Excuse me, Mr. Encounter.
Troy, we understand you're a little embarrassed. You went cliffy a little early.
I didn't cliffy a little early.
It happens to a lot of GMs, Troy.
You cliffied early. You made a mess everywhere. Let me close the door.
Here's the thing. You have to think
what's all over these trees. I knew it.
Let me ask you this. I hate to waste time on this, but what do you think closing the door would do?
Give us time to move away.
And it would take away a whole round of attacks from them.
A whole round of attacks from them. Okay. Well, you're going to get to close the door at the beginning of the round. But you don't think you're going to avoid combat, right? You don't think you could be like,
Maybe.
We're bottlenecked right now.
Close the door. Hey, what's going on over there?
Dude, one of my favorite, I know you're a Wet Hot American Summer fan. One of my favorite jokes in that movie is the guy's running away from the guy on the motorcycle. He's literally just running. And the guy's chasing him with a motorcycle. And they just keep showing him not able to catch him. And then he gets to a barrel of hay, a little thing of hay in the middle of the road. And the guy is running, looks behind him, and is like, and jumps over this like 1 foot barrel of hay. And the guy with the motorcycle screeches to a halt at him. And he's just like, God!
And he could just drive around.
And then he gets
there,
away. Yeah. And he's just like, there's nothing I could do. He got away. It's just such a good joke.
I'm sure you're going to win initiative, and you can use an action to close the door if you'd like. And then we'll see what happens.
I got
to
win Anish.
Wait, what is you? Oh, before I finish talking to you about your retching, what do you want to do?
Close the door.
Stop it.
You gave him an action. Can I have one action?
Boop. Oh, right, you know what? You can no longer retch. Roll for initiative. You ruined it for Matthew. I hope you're happy, both of you.
Oh, because I followed the rules.
Well, I think you are well within your rights to demand your third action from the previous episode. However,
I'll
just go ahead and crush my initiative. Oh.
So did I.
Joe's initiative is brought to you by North Foundry.
Guys are ruining the holidays. Talitha, what'd you roll?
So fired up.
I rolled 11.
11.
Oh, sorry, 10 with sickened.
See, it didn't have to be that way. Lucky, the ruiner.
24, Natty 19.
24. Oh, spoiler alert, you're going to get to close the door. Brother Ramius.
26.
Oh, my goodness.
What's Natty 19.
Whoa.
And then you can close it harder. Buggles.
16.
16 for Buggles. Zephyr.
9 again.
9 again.
Yep.
All right, we will begin the encounter. It goes Brother Ramius and then Lucky. Brother Ramius, what would you like to do?
Hoo-boo! Close the door.
Now bar it.
Oh, I was going to do that. All right.
Now let's brace it with all the crap around
all the here. The debris.
Isn't it fun? You close the door, you can't see him anymore.
Look at that. I wonder what they're doing back there. Brother Ramius will close the door. And then he will fall back deeper into the room. Is this like difficult terrain or anything? There's junk everywhere, but it's not mechanically difficult terrain.
Nope.
Okay. He is going to fall back behind right next to Zephyr. Actually, she was far enough away that means he couldn't do that. Yeah. All right. So he'll move up to the near the base of the trunk of the tree, right next to Zephyr. And then, ooh, let's juice up Zephyr a little bit. He's going to be like, when they come through the door, put it through their eyes.
Okay.
And he's going to touch your bow and cast magic weapon your bow.
Huge.
Making your longbow a +1 striking longbow.
Badass.
Okay, +1 striking.
So there we go.
+1 striking.
Actually, he can't do that. I apologize. Totally.
What?
Yeah, I forgot it's two actions to do that, and I had to move up to you. So, so he'll give you guidance.
You could leave the door open and cast that.
Yeah, I'm going to close the door, go back, and give you guidance.
Hope it was worth it. Look at all these wasted door actions. Lucky, do you want to close it harder? Because it's your turn.
No. Can I take a 5-foot step and delay? Or
no,
I
just
have
delay.
To. Yeah. I'm just going to delay.
Okay.
You can take a 5-foot step and ready.
No, I just want to delay.
delay, huh? Guess you were stymied by my whole door thing I did.
My entire plan was to close the door, yeah. And it's closed. I'm delayed.
And you've run out of creativity.
Run out of ideas.
Only the best here at the GCA.
I had one thing.
Can you, like, hold the door closed?
Hold the door.
You want me to do that?
Hold the door.
Well, I figure I'm the front line. As soon as they open the door, I'm there and I will attack them.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Buggles, it's your turn.
Oh.
Buggles. So, Buggles, he lost, like, his aura recedes. This other sort of presence in him fades from his eyes. He's stupefied one. He is, like, just kind of, like, a little dizzy and out of sorts. He's going to try to cast shield on himself, but he has to make a flat check.
Okay.
He does. So, boom, he casts shield. And he takes a step backwards, like closer to the tree trunk supporting the roof of this room.
Okay, very interesting. So you're all kind of like buffing and bracing.
And falling back.
And bracing.
Oh, this is fun. And then right at the door is standing Lucky with two blades. Oh, they're so dead, dude.
Okay, interesting.
They're big dead.
Well, this is going to be fun. Certain things may or may not happen behind the door, and it's Talitha's turn.
Oh, God.
Oh, are they taking their turn to cast Shillelagh behind the door?
Yeah, yep. That's smart.
I retch.
You retch. You should have done that between rounds.
Just.
Natural 4.
Oh, no. What's the retch roll? What do you got to get?
It's a fortitude save against the DC of the original DC.
Oh, the original DC of the effect. Okay.
I will retch again.
Retch again.
It's a one action retch.
Yeah, okay. That's going to be a natural 16 for an 18.
All right, you are no longer sick and you have one action left.
Okay, I will pop a vial and put a mutagen together.
Okay, you start going to work.
Now is not the time for chemistry experiments.
Sephir, it's your turn. However, you and Joe gave a knowing glance towards each other that I didn't care for, and I'd like to know what that's all about.
Would you consider... the fact that we had a roll initiative again, that it is a new encounter or maybe the same one?
It is a new encounter.
I enter monastic archer stance again, since the encounter ended in a split second.
Changing
and
nothing.
A new one.
Standing like this.
You mean when you had to re-roll initiative?
And she
to
like,
start a new encounter?
And then
were you going to try and game me into holding monastic?
I just think that you got
it
so
for
obsessed
6 seconds
with us wanting
and actually,
to
there wasn't
shut
even
the
a round in between.
When she still had an action left, and we could have just stayed in initiative, and I could have stayed in my stance, and you could have retched.
She's not wrong.
I think it's 100% Sydney's fault.
I agree.
And you should be mad at Sydney.
What?
And you should no longer be friends, and I'm going to pit you against each other.
It's always people trying to put the girls against each other, and I'm just going to say, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Anyway.
It's an old playbook, Troy. Get with the times.
Nice try.
Going to the well a little too many times.
Use one action to enter monastic archer stance,
smart.
And then a hold
and you
at that door.
Hold.
So then I think you would do two actions to ready, and I think you could ready it, flurry of blows, because it's only one action.
It is one action.
Okay, so monastic.
Because you went into monastic archer stance, you can't delay now. So, like, I think ready is the way to go.
Yeah, because ready's two actions to use one action.
When one of those
buttheads
walks through the door,
My
action is triggered.
Okay. It's round two. This is interesting. The whole week, I had no idea that this is how this would
happen. Yeah.
I never thought about the door.
Never works out the way.
I never thought about the door.
I didn't really think about it at all. I'm just going into these wondering what's happening, shucking and jiving with you guys. But here we are, just in a buff fest. It's Brother Ramius' turn.
I'll delay.
Lucky.
Delay?
It's like poker.
That's fine. Like, honestly, they keep delaying. Just walk away. We're on the right side of this door. We don't need them.
Delay myself out of here.
Buggles?
Wait, is there a lock on the door?
No.
Okay.
Buggles.
Gnomes don't believe in locks.
Is still...
It's against their gnomish creed.
Still stupefied. He is... And he's going to try to burn the stupefied. So he's going to take his turn to try to cast shield again. And make it. And that's his turn.
Huge.
So next round, he will no longer be stupefied.
That's great.
Yeah,
they're giving you time to get out of your psychic like hangover,
little haze. Yeah.
Okay, let's start partying.
Let's dance.
All right, so here's what we're gonna do. Um,
The door opens.
Ow! What?
Zephyr, please.
Wait, actually, I just realized I messed something up. The quick tincture, the tincture is only good until the end of the current turn. So could I retcon my last action?
So it would have been useless to carry over.
Yeah, that's fine.
What would you do?
I'll just move. I'm going to move back behind the big tree trunk at the center of the room.
That's fine. So you pretty much want to use a tincture as your first action to be able to get the benefits of it in that round.
To drink it, yeah.
Cool. Okay. Zephyr, please. Fire when ready.
Blurry you may blows fire when with my ready. Bow. Ooh. That's a 22.
Nice.
For my first arrow.
That is a hit.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. That's 6 points of damage.
Wait.
What?
It's only D6?
1D6 plus 3.
It's a longbow or a short bow?
Oh, that's my fist. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my fist.
D8.
You just threw your fist across
and
the room?
It's 2D8.
It's 1D8.
It is a plus 1 striking longbow.
Yes. You said you didn't do that. You said you cast it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I shouldn't have
done it. You have so much egg on your face.
Forgot.
God damn it! That Philly public school system.
1d8. 8 points of damage!
No! You don't need plus? No striking!
Any plus or no?
Nope. Oh. Alright, so the second one.
Damn, I'm so mad. I forgot that I didn't cast it.
Woo! Math. It's 21. To
that's
hit.
A hit as
yes.
well.
Oh,
yeah,
amazing, Zephyr!
Bow, bow! 1 point of damage.
Okay. Now, does that interact move. Action of opening the door adjacent to Lucky?
Yes, it does.
That trigger her attack of opportunity?
That is an interesting question. Hmm. I would say no.
It's a manipulate, isn't it?
It is, but there was a wall there.
They were concealed when they did.
They were concealed when they did.
So once I have a character with an attack of opportunity,
you'll get it.
It'll come. If it was next to you and said, hey, let's go start a band, and they opened the door and said, let's go this way, you could have got it.
So in that situation, when that happened...
If they were trying to run away from you
right.
and open a door,
yeah.
You could
go. All right.
But they have to ask to start a band.
Yeah. All right. It is my turn. Since there were no other readied actions, second action is going to step into the room and then is going to hit you. With a very familiar-looking staff,
man.
Covered in vines and flowers and death.
No.
Oh, it was natural 20, and then it fucking fell to a 2.
That's what happened to me last episode. Oh. Same goddamn thing.
Oh. Norse Foundry.
Thank you, Norse Foundry.
Why you put the 20 and the 2 so close to each other? I think it's a uniform choice. All right, so that is unfortunately its whole turn.
That is a really good question for our friends at Norse Foundry.
Why like, are the numbers? Are, the way
do the
that
numbers
they are?
Have to be in yes. the same order on every
oh,
dice
I think
company's
so.
On a regulated D20, yes.
Who regulates it?
Because
where's the D20
Magic,
commission?
Magic also has a decahedron die, or a what's the 20-sided?
Polyhedron
die. No, but there's a 20-sided.
Yeah, I forget what it's called.
They also have a 20-sided die, but the numbers are not the same on it.
I'm looking at two Norse Foundry. They're identical. Yep.
Yeah,
I'm
the D20 STL.
There was a standard.
I'm yep. looking as well.
On a six-sided die, the opposite sides of the dice always add up to 7.
Yeah.
I know this because people who use the magic dies, you have to use the magic dies for magic. Like, you can't use, like, a TTRPG.
Oh. D20. I think the opposite sides of a 20, they all add up to 21.
So 20 and 1. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I knew there was a method to the madness. If you're using unregulated dice, you will be kicked off this show. All right, it is my turn again, unless you'd like to go, Mr. Delay, over there.
Yeah, old Delay Jones is going to step up to the plate here and
Delay Jones.
Be pretty
how beautiful these maps are.
All right, Brother Ramius is going to... Man, he's not a fighter, but he doesn't like this... We want to kill everybody in the world thing they have going on. Mm-hmm. So praying for forgiveness of his use of violence against these guys, he's going to cast a divine lance at this Oak Steward.
Yeah.
And presuming he has turned in his heart truly evil, he will try to spear him with holy light.
As you do that, I'll show you a picture of the person you're attacking.
Oh,
that's cucumber.
He's like, get him.
There's cucumber. Oh. Let's go, cucumber.
He's got a cool leaf.
And now
mask.
We see those masks.
Yes.
Yeah. He loves.
I don't know if cucumber is evil. So I'm just going to try to hit the man the cumb.
Does he have centaur legs? No, that's just wooden.
It's the wooden armor.
That's just
you. Kind of freaked out for a second.
That's your mind playing tricks on you. Or is it? Or is it?
We were discussing centaurs.
Cloven.
Yeah, I think I have centaurs on the brain.
All right, that is a 23 to hit.
Japers, rocks everybody. That's a hit.
Rock solid. And that is 6 points of holy damage. Pierces through him.
Okay.
And then he is going to pray for Lucky to get guidance.
Ooh, thank you. A plus one.
A plus one to an attack roll, if you so choose.
Okay. All right. It is now the other Oak Steward's turn.
I want to act.
You delayed as well.
Yes.
Alrighty then.
He's so angry.
Yes, all my guys will die. Please, Lucky away.
Lucky, go Lucky yourself.
Guidance. I'm going to double slice.
Natural one.
First attack with
natural
my
one.
Kopesh. It's natural not going to be a natural one. Stop saying that.
Stop it.
Deviant backlash.
Stop it.
Ooh, natural 7 though, so that's not great.
Damn it.
17.
17
plus one
with the plus one,
so yeah, that is a hit.
Oh, yes! Guidance!
Huzzah!
It's
a plus 9. Ooh. John becomes a plus 10.
That's 11 points of damage.
Ooh. And that poor sap is dead.
Squishy bits.
We are melting these druids.
Hell damn, yeah. I still have my other slice.
Don't forget cucumber.
And cucumber.
Yeah, cucumber. You see cucumber standing there right in front of the other druid, just ready to pounce. That's what snakes do. They pounce.
They also hate snakes.
Yep.
Oh. And snakes often stand.
So
they do.
He's smoking a pipe.
I only use...
How many more attacks do you have?
That's snake smoking?
No, tell me, madame. How many more attacks do you have?
I'm so sorry to bother you in the middle of combat, but how many more attacks do you have?
It's a really polite snake. I've only attacked once. I've used one action.
Okay.
Can I ready an action, use my two other actions to ready? No?
You double sliced.
You double sliced.
Oh, it's two actions. But I didn't use the second attack. Doesn't matter. Fuck. Damn it. I want to lead them into the room. It doesn't make sense.
You could move
just,
out to the
just
snake.
Just fall back. You can move.
Yeah, fall back.
You could also take your third attack, like you're technically your third attack against the snake if you want to hit the snake.
No, I'll move back into the room. I'm going to move back 10 feet. To allow them to come in, and I'm going to attack. That's my turn.
Okay. Fair enough. It is going to be Cucumber's turn. Cucumber is going to double move up to Lucky.
Yes.
And attempt to bite you with its fangs.
Oh, I love the art on
Cucumber.
It's really good.
Want to see old Cukes?
Yes.
Check out Cukes.
Oh
no.
So imagine just slink, goes to bite you.
That's scary. Something tells me you got poison coming.
Cucumber. I hate snakes, Jock. I hate them.
All right. I feel like this is a good roll. I don't know your ACs off the top of my head. 19.
Yeah, that hits.
Oh. Shapow. Let me get my D8. The damage isn't the worst part of what old Cucumber can do. Yeah, it is going to be just 1 point of piercing damage. However, I need you to roll a fortitude save.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Not a reflex, huh?
No.
I'm really good at those.
Unfortunately, no.
No. Oh, natural 18.
Oh, phenomenal.
Plus 7. So that's a 25?
Appears you're just fine.
Am I? You said that in a way that makes me think I'm not.
That's what I do.
Oh.
It's his thing.
That's my thing. Okay. All right. Don't care for that. It is going to be the other Oak Steward's turn. That sexy young gentleman is going to move. Oh, man. This is brutal.
He's not in the room?
No, he's not in the room.
Oh, God! The cat escaped! She's killing us all! That's why I scream.
Oh,
that's
nice.
A free action.
He's going to use
something. That's good. That's
you know, it was such a bummer last week because you guys, I mean, a bummer in the sense that, like, I had some cool stuff planned, but you really, I was rolling your deception checks. You all passed. You were close to failing, but with the bonuses, you just made it. So I'm, like, just waiting for you guys to slip up. Obviously, I had flavored that the snake could smell you, but all of your role playing, it just kind of made sense. Like, all right, good luck. And they're thinking to themselves, good luck with the fucking gremlins in there. But I never even described that room to you. And so that wooden staircase spiraled from the ground to a gazebo-turned pillbox 20 feet above the forest floor. The structure's windows are completely boarded up except for a few small murder holes. And so had you just rolled up on them, they start firing their crossbows on you immediately, and they get greater cover from the murder holes.
Ugh.
So you were able to avoid all of that. So yes, you're still stuck in this encounter, but like they would have lit you up and it would have taken you rounds to get to the top while they're just firing on you.
Wow.
Really well played, and I'm glad that you could do something cool like that. But let's see if they have anything left in the tank. They are going. Oh, this guy is going to roll into the room with his first action. He doesn't have his crossbow out. He now has a staff that obviously has Shillelagh cast on it. I am torn here. I really think I am going to move deeper into the room here. I'm going to move deeper in the room right up to Buggles, which would provoke if Buggles has an AOO.
Wait, did you move by me or did you?
No, I did not. But you will keep asking every time a creature moves anywhere near you.
Vicinity. You didn't move by me?
No. I am going to...
Forced?
I'm going to.
Can't be forced.
There's a dead body. I thought maybe they had to step around it. Or...
I'm going to swing my sweet ass staff at Buggles.
Dude, you're one crit away from permadeath.
Okay, that is a miss.
Oh my God. Yes.
Oh, I mean, with shield, there's a 12 to hit. Yes,
good. Yes.
Brutal. These guys.
I know.
All of Troy's roles over the last couple weeks are making us look like a strike team of superheroes.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of fun.
It is feeling fun. Once.
It's a really good feeling.
Yeah, I mean, you really feel like heroes. And this is the way it should feel the minute you infiltrate a gnome fortress. All right, so I've lost all track of what's going on here, but I believe it is Talitha's turn.
Okay, Talitha is going to abandon her plan to make a quick tincture and is going to come back round the tree. Oops, sorry.
Back around the old oak tree.
Back around the old oak tree. Seeing Buggles being menaced by this oak, this rebel oak steward is going to flank him with Buggles.
Oh, there you go.
Really set myself up for that, huh?
And I'm going to devise a stratagem.
Okay.
Natural 2.
So wow. I think you should use it.
I think I should use it too. So instead, you know what? I will move further. Or no, I'll say flanked, and I will just use. I can. There's no use since doing a recall knowledge on these guys. Yeah. We've already rolled it.
You could aid Buggles.
That's the best thing.
I'm not attempt gonna, a like a
I was about
intimidation.
I was, yeah. But I'll aid Buggles.
Okay, these are the DCs are set at 20. But tell me what you want to do, and we can see. What
you can
happens.
Also wait to see what Buggles does.
Yeah, I can use it as my reaction.
It's a reaction.
Too, right?
It's a reaction.
Okay. Great. All right. So you don't have to call that.
You have to use an action to say you're preparing for it, but you don't have to say in advance
what you're going
to
do. Okay. Yeah. So it's situational. Top of round 2, it is Buggles' turn.
Okay. So Buggles, the stupefied, is gone. Like, his eyes are clear. And he just as himself, just summons a globe of fire, in his hand, and just, boom, punches this guy with it.
Oh, that's cool.
In the kneecap.
All right, so for my aid.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll a deception check.
Okay.
And I'm going to continue what I was saying from behind the oak tree, just to perpetuate the story.
Just
that,
to irritate
just to see
this
if
guy.
You can, get
mad and just, distract him. I just, come up running. I have a cat escape. The goblin escape. They're going to kill us all.
All right, I'm going to set a DC 18.
Okay. Ooh.
Close. 13.
Okay. How we do?
I rolled a natural 2, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. That's okay. We did it by the rules. Do you have any actions left?
Yeah. So with my third action, I'm again going to raise my psychic shield.
Okay. I love that psychic shield. All right, Zephyr. Question. Are you in your monastic stance?
I am still in my monastic
good,
stance,
good.
Yeah.
Glad I asked. Such a
fear. Are you going to end the combat and start a new one?
Yeah.
At that moment, the encounter ends. Everybody re-roll in there.
Hey, you know what? I don't like where my initiative is right now. Let's just re-roll
Let's
initiative.
Just re-roll across the board.
No rounds passed, though.
She will lose her monastic stance, but I think it'll be worth it.
I'm still too close. If I want to hit the snake, I'm within my volley for my longbow, so I'll have to move. I can't see the other person on the other side of the big log in the center of the room.
Yeah, and the snake's going to get cover, too, because it's got a big target of Lucky. And
it's going to get cover.
Could even be greater cover. One could argue.
one.
I guess.
Such as me.
I want to start moving around the tree then.
Okay.
I want to double move around the tree.
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Oh, I cannot go through the wall. I need to go around it like this.
Okay.
Drag, drag.
Okay.
All right. Now I can see everything I want to see.
Yep. Another door to the north, and you do see that spiral staircase leading up as you make your way around the tree.
And from here... does the snake have cover still?
Yes. Several instances of cover. Yeah, I would say that from there, it's not an impossible shot, but it's tricky. Now, if you move to there, I'm going to say I think you're pretty clean there.
Let me just do a quick measurement. 25.
Technically, it'll get a plus 2 25. To cover there, because it does run through Talitha and the Oak Stewards. Just Talitha, even. Plus 2.
All right.
If you have one more spot of movement...
It's just
okay.
Then I'd be within 30 feet, and I'd get a negative for that anyway.
Gotcha, okay.
So I'm just going to do a dirty shot with my bow, which is what I'm going to call anything that's not buffed is a dirty shot.
Dirty okay. shot.
All right.
I like it.
Dirty shot.
Ooh, natural 19.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
dirty. So that's a plus 2 to the guy for cover, the snake.
Plus, all right, so yeah, what
you
is...
You said?
Yeah,
so
that's it.
It's 24.
Wait, but well, the snake let's doesn't see if have... cover now.
It does.
Oh, it
it's just a plus 2. It's just basic cover, but
still might be a crit.
Yeah, 20, what is the total?
24.
Not a crit, just missed it.
1d8. 3 points of damage.
Nice. 3 points
sir.
Of damage.
On that snake.
The snake is mad.
Good.
Okay. So you hit the poor viper cucumber.
The viper.
And now it is Brother Ramius's turn.
Stop this madness.
He calls into the air. He's going to come around the tree here. As this thing went after Buggles, he got very nervous for Buggles. And where is this dude?
Yeah.
You can't see him. Isn't that 6 o'clock?
So you can see Talitha.
Are you yelling out, where is he?
Yeah.
Right here.
He's right to the right.
All
right.
So yeah, I still don't see him. And I did a move. All right. So I'll double move then. So he double moves around until he can see the guy. Follow, okay. Yeah, around to Zephyr.
Yeah.
And he's just going to say, stop this madness! You are... There's no need to lose your life for this man, this... Boel? What's his name? Bolan?
Bolan.
Bolan.
Bolan. For this Bolan, who won't even speak with you. We did not kill your friend. Your friend, Eric Mona, is fine. She's out.
Corimona.
Corimona. Your friend, Corimona, is... is in the woods.
We did not kill your friend. Well, we did kill that friend.
Yeah, we did. Surrender. I don't know how you felt about that guy we killed, but the other guy, we didn't kill him.
We've surrender only killed three out of your four life. Friends.
Surrender, we will spare your life. So he's going to roll a diplomacy.
Okay.
Try to talk this guy down. 19.
Yeah, that's not gonna do it. He's seen too much bloodshed. You are everything he stands against right now. They will fight until killed.
Okay.
That's it.
So when that's his round.
Okay. Lucky, talk to me.
I hate snakes. And she's going to double slice this snake into the ground.
Poor little guy.
I don't care.
Poor little guy.
The snake is bad.
The snake is bad,
it is a
Troy.
Bad snake.
Caramba. That's 18.
That's a hit.
Yeah, woo! Kill the snake.
Oh, that'll be dead.
Kill the
that'll
snake.
A beheaded snake. Come on.
Finish that's how it. You kill a snake. You gotta take the head off. Oh. That's 7 points of damage.
Still up.
All right.
Oh, you know it's dead.
Yay!
7, you said? Yeah, it's a dead snake.
Still up. I just see it go red.
Yeah, we just saw the skull come up over the snake.
It's very, very dead.
Cool. And then I did call my double strike, so that's 2 actions, but I'm going to move with my 3rd action.
Oh, these
yeah,
are
pin him in two. Now. Yeah. You will get your AOO, or else he'll stay there.
Yeah. Oh,
stay there and die.
And I put my arms out, too. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, this is horrible. This is horrible.
Surrender, man.
This is great.
Surrender like Corey Mona
did. Absolutely no value to his own life.
Yeah, no, he's made his choice.
Cucumber is dead.
Sell it.
He's cast his lot with Bolan.
Surrender.
Bolan the Wise. I'm going to swing my shillelagh. I'm just deciding who I want to swing it at. I think I'm going to swing it at Lucky. You look there to be the most powerful. I think the best chance this guy has of surviving is to kill you and then back up and kill the rest.
So let's do three attacks with the shillelagh. Unless I
I'm going down.
We'll see. I haven't hit the broadside of a barn in six episodes.
I know.
Here we go. Gets a little bonus. All right. That's probably going to be a hit with a 20.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this actually is going to be pretty good.
I'm going down. I don't.
One hit.
I don't have that many hit points.
Brutal.
Yeah. What's your max HP?
20.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Way better than
you're me. Fine. You're not going to go down in one hit.
No, but he's attacking me three times.
Yeah, but now he's got the
Well, we'll see. Once you go down, I may stop. We'll see. All right.
It may stop.
Shillelagh's pretty nasty. All right, so that's going to be 11 points of damage.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Second attack is a lower chance to hit. So the total going to be that. 19.
Yes. Oh, no!
That was a tough one. All right, so
and
that
now
one...
now you may go actually go.
That is...
I'm going down.
9 points of damage. Down. All right, so you go to dying one.
No, I had one already, so I'm negative one, but yeah.
All right.
All right, so final attack. I'm going to go on Talitha here. Very, very low chance to hit, but a crit would be Brutes Magoots. Natural 20. I wish that I was fibbing.
No.
I wish that I was fibbing. That is
love
the
it.
No
planet Troy die.
You're totally screwed.
Do you still have to hit my AC? No, it's always it's automatically a hit.
It is, yes.
Is it automatically a crit if you don't hit my AC?
I imagine I hit your AC. You tell me if a
it's a crit.
Yeah, because it would be a hit would turn into a crit.
Yeah, if you're unless your AC is over 20 right now.
So, well, if he could have a he could have a,
could have a minus.
Penalty to his
pretty
to
significant his map. Yeah, and he does, and they do. So,
oh,
that's a good point. There is a significant map here for the third attack, but it does get a bonus for Shillelagh. 17.
My AC exact.
Oh, I got so good news and I got bad news.
So it does turn into a crit.
Yeah, it's a crit. A crit. Oh.
The good news is it's a named character. The bad news is it's a named character. They're both bad news, but they were good news for me. And we'll find out what happens right after this break.
Nash, if you have not tried NordVPN for everything from saving money on flights to better protecting your personal private information, we have got a deal with them where you can get a huge discount to try them out. And there's no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. I highly recommend that you jump on this deal as long as it lasts because I love NordVPN. I change my virtual location whenever I'm traveling and using public Wi-Fi, which is a ton when we're on tour. And having been the victim of identity theft before, I know firsthand how sickening it can be to feel like your personal information is out there for anyone to rifle through and take. Besides the security that I get from using NordVPN, though, I also use it at home for watching sports or movies that are unavailable in the U.S. Changing my location takes less than 5 seconds, seriously. And there's no buffering or lagging when I'm streaming. It's the fastest VPN in the world. And it's the price of a cup of coffee a month. To grab our huge discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/GCP. Our code will give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the episode description box.
First named character for me to get a crit. His name is Manelimus. Little Manelimus. Wow, I can't believe his plan actually worked. He's just wildly cornered, swinging away for his life, knocks the cat to dying one, and could potentially outright murder Talitha. What if I pull a decapitation?
Do you have a bottle cap?
I do not.
Please.
This could be it. I have a bottle
cap. We'll see.
Jordan from Detroit, Michigan may try to kill you.
Is that the name
your character?
Is that the name of the crit?
Jordan.
Jordan from Detroit, Michigan. We've got a bleeder here.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
Your blow severs a critical artery or vein in your target. Oh, deal normal damage.
Oh, that's good. Huge. That's huge. Ooh.
Deal normal damage and bleed X, where X is half your level.
Okay.
So it's just going to be bleed one.
Okay, yep.
Right? And as long as it doesn't put you down...
you'll be okay, I think.
If it puts you under, you go straight to dying two.
Straight dying two, and then that, even if it's 1 point of bleed, that's all that matters.
Yeah, this is crazy. I rolled max damage.
God. Oh my god.
Okay, so it'll definitely put you to dying two. I would think it is 20 points of damage. That would have been 40 if it was double.
Oh my god.
Which would have been...
That would have been massive damage.
That would have been massive damage.
Automatic. My max are 16.
I'm regretting saying we're using massive damage rules because this is now twice. This has almost happened... To you, I think, both times.
It's almost happened to Zephyr, me. Yes. Like 4 points away.
All right, so...
Let's remember, if Matthew's character, Talitha, goes down, it's Jordan from Detroit's fault.
Yeah.
Jordan right, from so Detroit. We're coming for you.
Jordan from Detroit.
So you have bleed one.
Bleed one, dying two.
Bleed one, dying two.
Okay. You do have a healer. There are some chances here.
There's a lot of chances.
Go to dying two.
You're not going down without a fight, Matthew.
Lucky is it dying one.
Oh, but somebody's got to kill the Oak Steward.
I mean, this is insane.
This is nuts. This went from completely under control.
Like, we got this.
To completely out of control.
These are my favorite kinds of combat.
Imagine if also like Lucky went down. That sucks. I'm at dying one. But if I didn't walk up and you just attacked Buggles and Talitha. I mean, that would have been worse. That would have been so much worse.
Yeah. But this is, oh, man. Okay. So, everyone's going to move in the initiative order. So, first, I'm going to, I'm going to throw up. I'm so nervous here. I'm going to move everybody in the initiative order. But in the meantime, it is Buggles' turn.
Okay. So, Buggles unleashes his psyche again. Aura of swirling frost, eyes glow blue. An amped ray of frost.
Oh, there he is.
At this guy. That is a 19.
19 is a hit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This guy has not been hit yet.
This is bad.
Manelimus.
Okay. 9 points of frost damage.
Okay.
I get 4 points of temporary. I get 4 temporary hit points.
Huge.
As his energy is drawn into me, and then you, Talitha, like you hear, Buggles' voice like soothing you. He says, "Like it'll all be all right," and you are healed for four hit points.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
So you go to 4 and wounded
still
two,
bleeding profusely. Maybe even hit like the fake neck wound.
Yeah.
Now it's real.
That's real.
This is the thing that also as bothers me about second edition is that magical healing doesn't stop bleeds.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Barbering does. Like a medicine check will do it, but magical healing.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a feat. There might be a feat. Who knows? Maybe one hasn't been released yet where you can have magical healing solve bleed.
Nope, I don't believe so. It's not strange. It's game design.
It's game design.
It's by design so that characters could ever die. Yeah. So that sometimes a character could
occasionally
die.
Yeah, the persistent John would do that. All right, so was it persistent bleed, like 1d6 persistent bleed? I mean, it doesn't matter, right?
Bleed is persistent.
Yeah, but it's 1d6, right?
No, it's
bleed.
One.
Oh, it's just one.
It's
okay.
Bleed X, where X is half your level.
I got you.
I'm assuming they're not fourth level or
higher. They were actually 16th level, oddly enough.
Shit. Bleed 8.
We'll call it one.
Bleed 8!
Great.
Oh, right.
Is it great?
It was 11 points of damage, not 9.
Okay, so I'll take another 2 away there. Very good. And now it is Zephyr's turn.
Shit.
Shit.
You always want to hear that.
She's already been, like, taken down almost by these magical stabs, so she doesn't want to get all up in the business, but will take a penalty, of course, because she's so close with her longbow. But that's what I'm going to do. So I'm in monastic archer stance. I want to do... If I do flurry of blows from here, does it take negative 2 because Talitha's in the way?
Well, you know what? Talitha fell to the ground.
Oh, right.
So I would say that that does no longer provide
right,
cover.
And so am I.
Cool. So it's just the regular negative 2 for my volley. All right. So flurry of blows.
So
here we go.
You were nowhere near the combat.
First attack.
That's
going to be an 11.
You can feel it turning the other way. Yeah. The momentum has shifted.
Come on.
Real bad.
You got this.
And wounded two. If Talitha gets crit again, she permadeath.
You got this.
Second attack. -2.
You got this.
It's 11. 6. It's 18. And then minus...
No.
Is it 16?
It's got to be an easier way.
Yeah. Hold on. Cheat sheets. 18, 14 to hit.
It's a miss.
Miss. Yeah, what do you get? All right.
Well, it's because...
Talking about a cheat sheet for 8 plus 6? Like, come on!
No! This is high stakes, and simple math is hard.
Yeah, I back you up. Stop!
Stop! All right, so that was one action...
Okay.
This stinks. I want to, with my second action, I want to try and just go for it and use my key strike, which will give me a plus one status bonus, but it's going to be a negative 8 to my attack, basically. But if I hit, that'd be sweet.
Would be sweet if you hit.
Do it.
All right.
Roll a natural 20.
I could.
1 in 20 chance.
Nope. I miss, of course. I really don't want to get up in this guy's business because I will go down too, and then nothing will happen.
Mm. This guy's tough.
So with my
know where Zephyr's
last action, if I don't stay up, everyone does die. Talitha,
you know it's bad when Matt.
Talitha. Shit. So. I guess with my last action, is there any way I can, like, aid someone here?
I think. Do you need two actions to aid? Because it's, like, readying? I can't remember what
one.
Nope.
One action.
Okay. Yeah, you could. And not even decide what that is until... You gotta tell me who you want to aid.
Let's see. You... Yeah, I'm Talitha's up, so I guess I want to prepare to aid Talitha in whatever she wants to do.
Okay, you want to aid Talitha in one way.
Yeah.
Okay. You should know that the way it's worded here, Joe, I think we're wrong. You must explain to the GM exactly how you're trying to help, and they determine whether you aid your ally.
That's the reaction.
That's when you actually... On the reaction. Okay. We never played it like that before. We always said what we were doing before. But this is actually more fun in the sense that you get to, in the moment, decide how
you... A lot of times you are going to be able to say exactly what you're doing,
yeah.
But sometimes, you know, it's a little tricky. But the fact is that aid is a reaction.
Yep.
So it does not happen until...
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And for example, like if Lucky tried to aid someone, she would forego any ALOs that she had because she would lose her reaction.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, that's the key, is remembering that it uses your reaction. All right. It now goes to Brother Ramius, and I'm interested to see what you do here because this guy is on the ropes. However, your allies are down.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation. I think the most important thing that I can do here... is give him... I need to give him two damaged targets to go after, I think, and not just one. Yeah, I don't know. This is tricky, because I'll have multiple attacks, and whoever he hits is going back down.
Right, there's a good chance he goes to Buggles right now, or steps up to Zephyr.
Man, this is tricky. Okay, so I'm just going to go with my gut, because there could be so many different things. So he is going to reach out and heal Lucky. So he's going to bring Lucky back up.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. 10 points of healing.
Amazing.
Okay, so you're just wounded one, but you are also conscious, laying on the ground. And that's
man, this is tough because he can't really go anywhere. He will attempt to aid Zephyr.
Okay. All right, now, because the initiative order changed, it is your turn, Lucky. Talk about high risk, high reward. You've been brought back to life, I imagine, in the chaos of this moment, as this guy, like a frightened animal, cornered, is just fighting for his life, may not notice that you have woken up here.
Oh,
but if you strike and miss, he sees you as a viable target. What do you do?
What is the attack penalty from attacking from the ground?
So prone, you can check it out. You should be able to check on your sheet, but it's minus 2 to all attack rolls. You're also flat-footed, and there's a bunch of other stuff.
I think I need to stand up.
Yeah, just add the prone thing. That would provoke, but you have not seen an attack of opportunity from these guys yet, unless they've been very sly in how they've used it.
I'm going to grab my Kopesh, one action, stand up.
And he doesn't attack you.
Look at Kate.
Kate
is so tense.
My hands right now instantly got sweaty. Yeah. You went, I went, like the blood drained from them and they got sweaty.
8 episodes in.
But I'm worried that I'm not going to take him down. I only have one attack. I can only do one attack because I can't pick up both.
You don't have to take him down, but you have to hit him.
Yeah.
You have to hit him.
Okay. Topesh.
Stop yelling, Joe.
Stop yelling.
Topesh attack. Yeah,
now that you see
Merry what
the massive damage situation is here, if you don't hit and kill him, he could kill you.
He could kill you.
Yeah. She's like you said, like her fake wound is now a real wound, and she is bleeding from her head and blood is coming out of her mouth, and she just like swings this Kopesh, like barely able to see out of her right eye. Let's see.
Oh no.
18.
Oh.
That is a hit.
Yeah. Oh,
what are you doing to me?
I thought
you had a natural one.
It was
single digits.
I thought it was a 6, but it was a 9.
She looked up like she was going to say 2. And she's like, 46. 46 to
you're
hit.
Like when Troy's on stage and he goes, ooh, 37 hit your AC.
Fucking small fucking.
Watch your language.
Penny. Sorry.
Pickle Penny.
Pickle Penny.
Pickle Penny.
Pickle Penny.
I tried to reel it back. 6.
Still up.
I know. I know that.
Did you?
No!
Did you double slice?
I can't double slice.
No one action.
Two actions. I had to pick up my weapon. I know. It's
standing.
That's why I was going to attack from the ground, but I didn't want to get a negative.
You stood and delivered.
You have one final chance here, as Talitha has also moved in the initiative order.
All right.
Talitha,
you are
you.
Bleeding.
Talitha wakes up from this. So she was like, she's heard Buggle's voice in her head. It's like, but she's still laying on the ground. From on the ground, she's not going to move a single muscle. She's going to devise a stratagem.
Yes, let's see. I love this.
This is the best.
I love this.
What is the stratagem? I mean, are you looking for like the back of the Achilles heel?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Imagine he's wearing open-toed shoes.
Dude, this is what? Right on the line?
It's right on the line.
Oh, man!
Can I stand and pick up my weapon as I stand? As a part of a move action to stand up?
No, she just did it as 2 actions. So yes.
Well, we could retcon mine if you're benevolent.
It's 2 Johns. So manipulate,
draw, okay.
Stand.
I do believe, I could be mistaken, but I do believe there is a feat or ability somewhere in some class that if you are knocked unconscious...
You hold
don't
on to your
release
weapons.
Your own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is cool.
There's also, I think, an item that keeps
yeah, there's like
attached
locked
to your wrist.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I gotta get that.
What does Zephyr do to aid me?
Oh.
I don't know if I see you doing anything.
Oh.
Oh.
You see, being so secretive.
You see you see Talitha's hand close around the hilt of her rapier.
I try to maybe, I feel like I've seen you do this before, you're devising your stratagem, and I'm trying to like maybe whisper to you like, the Achilles heel, it's in the back of his leg.
Oh, that's good.
Achilles heel, it's the Achilles part of his heel.
From your other hand, whatever, like I'm trying to give you.
Zephyr tells you.
It's nice to play with a doctor.
Exact place to strike.
Well, for serious.
If you're ever bleeding, it's a good thing.
Seriously, I'm just trying to be like, 10 inches from
that is your
like
hand.
As a monk,
maybe.
The easiest strike to make.
As a monk, you would know the spots.
The anatomy.
That's, a pressure
that's
point.
So true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But you
so.
Gotta
like
roll
the foot
something.
Is whatever.
So what would you roll here? Diplomacy?
Foot is connected.
I feel like I could roll.
A diplomacy check. Anatomy lore.
I would say maybe like, would athletics be a thing here? I know it's strength, but it's like having the knowledge of athletics or something like that. Or just like.
Is that your high skill?
No, acrobatics.
She could have said acrobatics, but
I'd like
she
to roll.
Acrobats use their Achilles tendon all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Intelligence, like general intelligence, or like, I don't know if that makes sense
for my
class.
What are some other, do you have any lore skills?
Stabling.
Stabling?
Dude, horses have Achilles injuries.
Yeah.
How about society?
Society is probably charisma. Or no, I'm trained in society for some reason. The Society of Humans?
You know what? Athletics isn't right, but there's really no right answer here. So,
and you can make the DC whatever you want.
I feel like just
so you can make it harder.
I'm going to keep it at 20.
And being martial,
it's
I
hard
should
enough.
Get a bonus.
What about medicine?
Being a martial.
Do you have medicine?
No, but like
picking
being,
worse
being
stuff,
a
Matthew.
Hands-on martial.
He said you can roll
thing.
Athletics.
Yeah, you can roll athletics DC 20 to give.
You got this. You got
to give
this.
Her a +2 to her attack.
+1.
Excuse me.
Natural 16.
There you go.
22 without the other bonus you mentioned.
All right, this could be
get
it.
A +1.
Okay.
So 23.
So, using my intelligence modifier,
which would be a cumulative minus one because you're attacking from prone.
I have all that. I have all that factored in.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's devising a strategy.
Does he? People at home.
I have prone on my sheet. He's a fucking okay. Liar. So
all
it'll be.
Playwrights are liars. They make up everything. We've never written a non-fiction play.
With the plus one, it's going to be a 17 to hit.
Right on the line. We know an 18 hits. We don't know if 17 hits. Yeah. I'm going to be sick.
Let me check his AC.
You don't know his AC?
I do, but I'm doing this for effect.
He's being...
Put on my glass. My monocle.
Your monocle?
I need a GCN monocle. Let me see here. His AC is 16.
Oh!
Just to lead them.
Okay.
Here's the thing. How much damage? Last time you did a crit, you did 4 points of damage.
I know, but that was with my hand crossbow.
Let's see what
and
you
now,
got.
Now I got a strategic strike.
And you got your rapier.
So
yep, strategic strike.
So Letha wakes up. She only moves her eyes. She seeks out. She sees this guy standing there trying to like deal with Buggles, like deal with all the craziness of the frost and the fire. And then she hears Zephyr go, "The Achilles, for the Achilles." She has her fist is clenching on a rapier, and she just stabs him straight into the back of the leg.
Oh, amazing. Come on, dude.
9 points of damage.
He's dead.
Yeah!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Oh
you
my God!
Killed a bunch of badasses.
We are a team.
I mean, my goodness, you killed two oak stewards, a viper, two gremlin-like creatures, and another gremlin-like creature in back-to-back combats. You're standing here in this workshop that is completely dilapidated. There is a winding staircase leading further up, a door leading to the north, a door on the other bridge outside leading farther to the west.
Said, yeah, we can't go that way. Well, you're dead now. Now we'll go wherever we want.
Seems like things are a little weird here. Yeah. Let's see what happens next week.
No,
I don't want to stop.
You're in.
You are going right now.
That flew by.
It really
did. It did.
Flies by when you die.
as the old saying goes.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.